As we wind down the Deacon's Homily series on the Apostles' Creed, I'll be giving today's homily on the resurrection of the body. But first, I'd like to thank Father Smith for the opportunity he has given his deacons to present the Apostles' Creed to the parish. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, Jesus tells the Sadducees, "And concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but of the living." When our life on earth ends with our death, we move on to eternal life. Death is a separation of the soul and the body. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us when we die, our immortal soul is judged, then goes to heaven, purgatory, or to hell, and will be reunited with our resurrected body at the final judgment. Our soul immediately moves on, and our earthly body stays behind, waiting for the resurrection and the reunion of our soul at the end of time. The resurrection of the body is an essential Christian doctrine, as the Apostle Paul declares in the first letter to Corinthians. But if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then empty too is our preaching. Empty too is your faith. Then we are also false witnesses to God because we testified against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most miserable people of all. The resurrection of the body is a Christian doctrine that states when Christ returns to judge the living and the dead, all the dead will rise and be reunited with their souls. The theology of the resurrection of the body says that we believe not only in the resurrection of the souls, but also in the resurrection of the body. We believe that we are creatures composed of body and soul. These elements are separated at death. The soul is sundered from the body, and so human life cannot continue. But the day will come when the body and soul are reunited and life begins again. In the Acts of the Apostles, we are told, God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now he demands that all people everywhere repent, because he has established a day on which he will judge the world with justice through a man he has appointed, and he has provided confirmation for all by raising him from the dead. That man is Jesus Christ, whom God raised from the dead, and he now lives forever in heaven and will come on the last day to judge the living and the dead. On that day, all the peoples will be reunited with their bodies if they have been separated by death. We will all rise and be given an immortal body for all eternity. Those who have done good will go to the glory of heaven, and those who have done bad will be banished to the shame of hell. Tertullian tells us, after the present age is ended, he will judge his worshipers. All who have died since the beginning of time will be raised up again and shaped again and remanded to whichever destiny they deserve. Therefore, the flesh shall rise again, certainly of every man, certainly of the same flesh, and certainly in its entirety. But what is rising? As stated earlier, death is the separation of soul and body. The body decays and the soul goes to meet God while waiting its reunion with its glorified body, a glorified body that is immortal and incorruptible through the power of Jesus Christ's resurrection. Just as Christ was raised in a glorified body, so we also shall be raised in a glorified body. Everyone will rise from the dead at the final judgment, but those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the final judgment. Christ will change our bodies to conform to his glorified body. In Paul's first letter to Corinthians, he tells us this will be done in an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. Think of this as a seed or kernel planted in the ground. It must die in order to bring forth new life. Our mortal life must end in order for our immortal life to begin. How this happens exceeds our understanding. It's only accessible by faith. Our participation in the Eucharist gives us a foretaste of Christ's transfiguration of our bodies. In the Eucharist, the earthly bread is no longer ordinary bread after God's blessing is invoked upon it. So too, our bodies will partake of the Eucharist and are no longer corruptible, but possess the hope of resurrection. This will happen on the last day, at the end of the world, when the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Christ will raise us up on the last day by virtue of the Holy Spirit through baptism and the Eucharist. We are already participate in the death and resurrection of Christ. Through baptism, we have been raised to heaven to participate in his risen life. Through the Eucharist, we belong to the body of Christ. When we rise on the last day, we'll also appear with him in glory. As believers, our body and soul already participate in the dignity belonging to Christ. Because of this, we should treat our bodies with respect and also the bodies of every other person. Paul tells the Corinthians that the body is meant for the Lord and the Lord for the body. Our bodies are members of Christ. They are not our own. So glorify God in your body. Prepare yourself, soul and body, for we know not the day nor the hour for the coming of the Lord. God bless you, and know that you are loved.